Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I look. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, we get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I look. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me a blessing. Now I'm shining in the sun. Life is nuts. Why I look.
I look so hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, we get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me blessing. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, we get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me blessing. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts. Why.
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, we get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me blessing. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, we get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me blessing. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts. Why?
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Yo, welcome to Global 14 Radio. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Host Onyx on the line with you. Also host Golden Fleece. Yo.
Ah, man, yo, another Wednesday. Wow, I don't even know which Wednesday it is. Well, what's the actual date today?
Today is the 17th.
The 17th. It's crazy. It's going down. Another Wednesday. It's just creeping up. It's creeping up crazy. You know, my birthday was the 13th.
Yes,
so,
happy G-Day publicly.
Oh, no doubt. Appreciate that. And you know, we was out there in our ATL rolling around on the weekend. So, you know, everything's a little whirlwind, you know what I'm saying? But I guess the event being on Monday kind of threw my days off because it was like smack in the middle of the week when we got back.
I know.
We back. It's another Wednesday, but it is what it is, man. We out here, so days are gonna do that to us when we rolling around like we rolling around.
Oh my
you know what
gosh,
saying?
It's getting crazy. Only reason I know is because of just paperwork and things that I had to get done today. But it has been crazy. You know, found out about the event Wednesday. you prepare for it, you're leaving, and the next thing you know, you're back, and it's Wednesday again. So it's crazy. But
yeah,
shout
it's
out
crazy.
To, and the event right. We're talking about, everybody that's tuning in, we actually touched down to Love & Hip Hop ATL Season 2 premiere. We got a sneak peek preview of the episode that you guys are going to see next week. It airs Monday, and we do want to give you some behind-the-scenes information and just, you know, some what happened when we were not there. It was really dope. So I want you guys to tune in. Stay tuned tonight. Also, special guest DJ Skano from Dayton, Ohio, based out of Dayton, Ohio, Core DJs Coalition, holding it down. So he will be on the show tonight. We encouraging all DJs and artists to call in, ask questions, listen, tune in, be guided, learn something, and see what happens. This station is via the website global14.com, which is Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. So also, lots of things for you to do tonight. Listen, tune in, learn, and then head over to global14.com and sign up and create yourself a profile today. So, yes, yes, yes.
Get on it. Get on it. Make it happen, man. It's crazy, y'all. I'll share a little quick story. Not even a story. Just, yo, I encourage everybody listening to watch the documentary of the Central Park Five. Like, being from New York, I remember this stuff vividly. I don't know if anybody remembers. It's not even music related, but you just got to watch this to see how you could get railroaded out here when it comes to police and jail time and having lawyers and different things like that. But there was a lady that was raped in Central Park back in the day, and these five kids, they just arrested them and basically made them confess. Y'all watch that joint. It's riveting, man. Y'all got to watch that. I just want to tell everybody listening, just make sure you peep that. One thing that I came away from that was how, you know, the Latino and black parents, a lot of them, they didn't even know to tell their kids not to write no statements. Like, don't write no statements. Only one kid's parent told him that, and I think he got the lesser of all of them, but she didn't let him write. And I was just sitting there watching it like, wow, they didn't even know enough to tell their kids, what are you doing? Don't do that. But I just wanted to mention that because I thought it was that important that people should watch that. The Central Park Five. It's crazy. It is so crazy that, you know, there's some white people behind it that actually did this documentary so people could see how these young minority kids was wrongfully done. It's crazy. You got to watch that joint.
Okay, Central Park Five, you said it's called?
Right.
You watch it on YouTube or what was?
Nah. I actually caught it. I knew I was gonna be out of town, so I had TiVo'd it. So I TiVo'd it. It came on PBS. But you could Google it and see when it's coming on again. They probably got it on YouTube already. You know what stuff airs is gonna be on YouTube. So definitely YouTube it, Google it. You'll be able to find it. But it's definitely something that everybody should watch.
You know, and it's interesting that you brought that up. Well, not interesting. It's a little disheartening, in fact. But, you know, there has been a lot that happened in the news this week. You know, the bombing and just everything. It's pretty crazy.
Right.
It's pretty heavy out here. But hopefully we can, we'll definitely, I know we're going to dive into that later on in the news. So we'll get back to that.
Prayers go out to Boston, definitely. Definitely.
For real, yes, absolutely. I was just thrown off. I'm like, what? You know, getting ready for this event, and that I actually was on the highway when that was happening. So, somebody had called me and told me about it. I said, wow, okay, this is getting crazy out here. But, y'all be safe, and like you said, prayers up definitely to Boston and all who are affected by that. And hopefully, we can get past these days. I don't really know what to say. You know. But, well, let's
it's
get
real
some...
out here.
Nah, it's definitely real in these streets. I mean, it's off the chain. Tonight, again, DJ Skano will be coming up shortly. But real quick, before we bring him on the line, I actually want to let everybody know what's happening on the charts, because that's something that we do here every Wednesday night. Actually, it's not much, and actually two people is just really holding it down. Bruno Mars is actually holding down the number one spot when I Was Your Man for Radio Pop and Hot 100. And then Thrift Shop, Macklemore and Ryan, rap song, and number one rap song and the number one R&B and hip-hop song. And then Justin with the 2020 Experience is back for the number one R&B hip-hop album. So shout out to JT, still holding it down, still getting the money, you know, still climbing. Yeah, yeah, he's been in the game forever, man.
Every week, you know, his sales keep coming. Even though they may drop, they don't drop that crazy. That's audience right there. When you look at something like that, know that that's audience, that's fan base. That man's record's out. And just like Dave House said last week on his show, he's going different places promoting that, or there's commercials just coming out that make you think of Justin Timberlake when you think you forgot about what he's doing. That campaign, serious, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's on your television or it's a show coming to your town, as soon as you think, oh, I don't got to get the 2020 Experience because it's already out and he already sold a million, boom, you see a commercial or he's in your town, next thing you know, I got to go get that album. So shout out to whoever's behind rolling out JT's joint like they're doing, because it's definitely a great plan and it's working.
Absolutely. Like you said, it is working, and I'm excited. And I enjoy the album as well. I know there's a lot of new tracks that dropped this week, but anything with mixtapes that caught your attention?
Yeah, definitely. Chinx Drugs dropped a mixtape with DJ Drama and the Evil Empire. For those who don't know, Chinx Drugs is French Montana's right-hand man. So he's coming up under the cocaine, The Cocaine Riot 3 is the name of his mixtape. So I know everybody knows about the Coke Boys. Well, Chinx Drugz is pretty much the number one Coke Boy that is coming up under French Montana. So he dropped a joint, Cocaine Riot 3. Go check that out. Also, let's see, we got a few joints. Tone Trump from Philly. Shout out Tone Trump. He just dropped a joint with DJ Dow Jones, DJ Junior, and DJ Infamous. Called basically Dedication to the Streets 4. So he's keeping up with his titles, and this is number 4 that he's dropping. Let's see. Also, Kendrick Lamar actually dropped something today. It's called Hub City. Yeah,
okay.
Hub City Threat Miner of the Year. So it's a Kendrick Lamar joint. No DJ on that joint, just Kendrick Lamar. So, you know, anytime he do something, you're going to want to know about it. So shout out to Kendrick, and he dropped something. Let's see who else that was notable that I saw. So a lot of people dropping some things. Let's see. Currency. Well, we said Currency last week. Right?
I think so, yeah. I think you did mention Currency dropping something coming up. So
yeah.
Well, don't want to feel some dope ones.
Shout out Cassie from Bad Boy, you know. Cassie dropped a joint called Rockabye Baby.
Okay.
So, you know, Bad Boy is in the building. Her art cover is dope, you know, her holding the gold gun with the gold lipstick. That's been all over the blog. So shout out to Cassie for dropping her joint, too. So.
No doubt. Shout out Miss Cassie. I wish I could have her on the show. I really like her. She's really dope and different still. Creating all the trends. Tonight, DJ Skinnell, he actually is on the line, and I want to play a track coming from him, All I Know, Shell Shock featuring himself, and he will be on the line coming up shortly on G14 Radio The Cut.
Charges, I ain't been the same since. Straight up out of Baton Rouge, I'm focused on the crime. they praying for me. These streets is hard, you're losing life in them. $100,000 overnight in them. The birds still flying south for the summer. In Baton Rouge, they hustle from December to November. My name's Shell Shock, I want the money and the power. Till my clientele multiplied by the hour.
Hard cause I wanna, hard cause I wanna, I go hard cause I wanna.
Somebody gotta give it up. Running to my spot. Look, you got me messed up. I'm grinding daily with dreams to get a million. If I hustle for a million, then I could get a billion. Wake up every morning to the smell of gunpowder. And every night I go to sleep, the sounds of helicopters. I ain't paranoid, but still gon' stay strapped. I ain't about to let these snitches take me off the map. No wearing skinny jeans, my pocket's too fat. My back, and that's a known fact. Still talk my name, I want the money and the power. So my clientele multiply by the hour.
Hard cause I wanna, hard cause I wanna, I go hard cause I wanna.
DJ Skano, I'm not saying it right, you guys, but I got it right just now. He is on the line live with us. What's good?
What's happening? What's happening, people? What's happening, Onyx? What's happening, Golden Fleece? Happy birthday, Golden Fleece.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, brother. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great, man. Just vibing with y'all here on G14 Radio, man. I appreciate the love, man. I appreciate the fact that y'all came out and reached out to me to be on your show. I'm listening to you, man.
Oh, man, we happy to have you on today, brother. Definitely, man. Thanks for coming on, taking out your time to vibe with us, man. We really appreciate it, and we're going to get up in the business tonight, bro.
That's what it do. Let's go.
Already. So, you know, shout out again. Thank you so much for coming through. We're glad to have you on the line, Core DJs. I know you're from Ohio, and I wanted you to kind of share with our audience a little bit about your upbringing out there in Dayton and just, you know, growing up out there in Ohio prior to the music.
Well, you know, I'm from Dayton, Ohio. It's a small city in Ohio. Dayton, Ohio is also known as the land of funk music, the land of wire rims. It's in the Midwest. I grew up in the church, basically. My dad is a pastor of a church, you know, married to my mom. They're still married.
Awesome. See, they've been married for 47 years now.
Wow.
So, like, congrats to them. They just recently celebrated their 47th anniversary. I'm the oldest of 8 children.
Wow.
5 boys, 3 girls, yes. Yes. So, and I kind of grew up a nerd, kind of. Like, you know, I was really into my books and things like that. My parents didn't play around with that. They.
You still there? Oh, okay, we had a little bit of feedback. Still got you on the line? Okay, I think we have a little bit of feedback issue. We are several states away, and cell phones are what they are. Phones are what they are. So what I want to do is actually take a quick break and go play this track line, because I don't want you guys to miss anything he has to say. Very important, decades in the music industry, and we want to get straight to it and right to it. So actually, quick break. I want to take a pause, come back, and bring him on the line live. And we are going to play another track that we have here in the queue that he has sent over, and it is called Grind. I'm about anything with grinding, hustling, getting it in. I'm not illegally, actually, but legally. So it is Grind, Global 14, Ready to Cut. Loving these exclusives.
24-8 money, stay on my mind. You know I grind, 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 grind.
right for eight times. Done key draped up, chop the sugar.
I've been on. Back when I had braids on my dome. Underground king sitting on my throne. Me and B done did number one songs. Rock candy and chrome, this Texas. Can buy a Bentley cash with this necklace. This H-Town, we drive reckless. We make them bow down, they gon' respect us. Hold up.
I've been on. Tell me who gon' take me off, cause I've been on. Tell me who gon' take me off.
I am Houston, rip it hard, coke R, candy cars, ghetto boys, really deep. You flexing with me, you flexing with me. These dudes in the streets be acting mob, but go to the pen and be playing with them boys. They are not me, they carbon copies. If God got me, who gon' stop me?
I've been on, now who you gon' go get to knock me off? I've been boss, been on slab, been on paint, been on foes, homie, you been on drink, dog, been head bang. 25 years and ain't fell off yet, but flow that wet, but you don't want no flex. Talk that. The Queen Bee says you better bow down.
I've been on. Tell me who gon' take me off. Cause I've been on. Tell me who gon' take me off.
On, I can never be out. Hit the boulevard so hard it'll never be told.
Elbows so long, looking like they reach out.
A set of diamonds and gonna damn near each mile.
They call the styrofoam city. You
wouldn't take it to be exact.
We were swingers on anything, it ain't gotta be a laugh.
If I say I got 16, it ain't gotta be a rap.
All the B-boys in them traps, they gotta feel that.
We the big ballers and big bodies and fresh foreign. Fresh up off the road from hustling and rap touring. Why you sleeping and snoring? We creeping and pouring. Baddie B in the bun. Baby, you can't ignore. Represent from Port Arthur, get it right off the water. How you want it harder, soft foot in your order. Never the hesitators, shaking off all the haters. Riding for pimps, screwing all along, star status. Hold up.
I've been on. Tell me who gon' take me off. Cause I've been on. I remember my baby hair with my dookie braids. Frenchie. Boot in the parking lot. Shout out to Willie D. I was in that Willie D video when I was about 14. Looking crazy. Shout out to Pimp C. You know, we used to sneak and listen to that UGK. You can go good, but your sister.
Yo, now listen up and understand me. The head's priceless, she wanna do it hands free. You know you like this, so when I write this, man, you leave. Automatic click on the rip when I do it, man, see. I be killing shit gradually, and then I pick it up from the bottom to the top, cause I'm built like that.
Uh-huh.
Niggas talk slick, they ain't really like that.
Nah.
Swiffer been a man since way back. Swiffer been a man since 8-track.
Nah, no
all my niggas on point like a ball pen.
Yeah.
Listen, darling, never trip unless you really in the falling. But yeah, fuck around, slip all in. We was out dreaming about balling.
Yeah.
Assistant Chris Paulin, wishing for diamonds, glistening on wrists. We risking it all in.
Fuck.
No, it's Swiffer.
Yeah.
And you know that. No rip, sometimes play the crowd. That's really where the hoes at. Got your bitch on hold, bitch nigga, hold up.
Don't
understand me. The head's priceless, she wanna do it hands free. You know you like this, so when I write this, man, you leave. Automatic click on the rip when I do it, man, see. I be killing shit gradually. I have plans, started with like 40 bands. Caught money, lost money, got it again. It's back to the hustle, right back we began. It's easy to lose, it's harder to win. So I've been out riding, thinking surviving. My youngin' from college, I'm drinking, she driving, I'm rolling, she smiling, we wildin'. I keep it on go, my niggas know. Pop whatever and let it pull. Top whatever to settle the soul. I got whatever you got and more. Shining this bitch like 100 stars. I need 100K and 100 broads. $100 plate and a back massage. Seeing family do it hella large. Then up and understand me.
Yeah.
The head's priceless, she wanna do it hands free. You know you like this, so when I write this, man, you leave.
Understand me.
Automatic click on the rip when I do it, man, see. I be killing shit gradually.
Every minute moving, I'm out here getting to it. I show you how to do it, I show you how to do it. Got a couple bitches with me,
yeah.
Little niggas with me. Show you how to do it, I show you how to do it. Every minute moving, I'm out here getting to it. I show you how to do it, I show you how to do it. Got a couple bitches with me, little niggas with me. Show you how to do it, show you how to do it.
G14 Radio Cut back live. I hope we up and running back live. It's crazy. I'm a little disappointed in my third party tonight, but it's all good. Definitely do have still. He's so kind to call back and play with me back and forth, DM and DJ Skano, because I really wanted him on this line tonight. I had a lot of people say they were tuning in and couldn't wait to get in, ask their questions, and just hear what he had to say. And I do believe he's on the line now. Let's cross our fingers. DJ Skano?
I'm here.
We did it. This is a shame. I had to be crossing fingers and really hoping and, like, all of that. This is crazy. And I want to apologize to you and thank you.
It happens. It happens.
Oh, my gosh. Like, really? I'm disappointed, but I'm not going to let it ruin my night. What's meant to be is meant to be. And I do thank you again for taking out your time this Wednesday night to kick it with me. So, definitely, let's get straight back into it. Now, I want to start from the jump because I had got into it a little bit and then we got cut off. So I want you to go ahead and go back to Dayton, Ohio days, childhood upbringing in the church. That's how far we got. Let's get back into it.
Once again, I was brought up in the church. My dad is a pastor of a church. Like I said, I'm the oldest of 8 children, 5 boys, 3 girls. Kind of grew up as a nerd in school. I played the trumpet. I wanted to play the drums, but I really wasn't allowed to play the drums at the time.
Oh,
I guess drums.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, drums cost too much.
That's right. They do.
I played the trumpet.
Alrighty.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, we're good.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, so I grew up and I played the trumpet, and I loved music outside, but of course, like I said, I grew up in the church, so I wasn't really allowed to listen to the other music, although I would sneak and listen to the music on the clock radio. I would listen to, at the time, we had a station called WBLV and WDAO that used to be our big stations back then, and I always loved the music. So I basically had to teach myself how to DJ, and I would sneak out of the house because I wasn't allowed to go anywhere and watch another local DJ named Buster here as he DJed the crowd, the larger crowd, and I would just watch how he controlled the turntables and the mixer, and then kind of took what I saw him do and kind of did my own thing, because if you look at me DJ, you might not think that I DJ in the way that a normal DJ DJs, so I have a different style of DJ.
Absolutely. Okay, that's what's up. So I see you started out with the child, you know, but did anyone in your family play instruments, or was that you more so having a love for music that just, you know, came from just listening to music? Did anyone in particular in your family, you know, sing in the choir, church choir, anything like that?
Well, actually, I sang in the church. I played instruments in the church and everything. My brothers and my sisters, we all were like a group in the church, so we all sang every Sunday and some days during the week. So we actually were very vocal in the church.
Okay, that's dope. That's dope. Okay, cool, cool. So I love to hear when everyone says they're coming from church, and I had an opportunity to kind of chit-chat with you about that in Nashville when we met. So that was a dope experience. Shout out to Southern Entertainment Awards for, you know, making that happen. So also, then, I want to ask you, your name's Skano, which I did not pronounce at first, but I got it right and had some time just now to practice getting it right. I heard And I read that it stands for straight knocking niggas out. And there's some type of story behind that. Now, share with the audience what that means.
Well, SKNO is an acronym. It's spelled SKNO, and there's a long line of other K, which makes you pronounce it phonetically SKNO. Because I used to sneak out of the house to go to the club because I wasn't allowed to the club, people at school would say that I was scandalous for sneaking out of the house and all that stuff. I would always get caught. I have to go back to the house, and I have a key to get back in the house, wait till my dad goes to work in the morning. They let me in the morning. Of course, I got a whipping and all that stuff. But then, because I was a nerd, people used to take advantage of that because I wore glasses and think they could take advantage of thinking that I'm a nerd, I can't fight. But, you know, my dad, he was into martial arts, also boxed and things like that. So I did learn a lot from him, as well as people that I know, and as well as taking martial arts. So I actually had to start defending myself. So I just made the acronym stand for straight knocking niggas out. Well, now I use the acronym in the form of knocking niggas out with the music. Now,
yes.
Unless you fuck with me.
That's good to know. Because, you do look like you can box, and, you know, hey, you definitely look like you have hands, and you're huge. And so I also read that you were part of a few rap groups to begin with, and I kind of wanted to dive into that and ask you, did you remember your first rhyme?
No, I don't remember my first rhyme, but I can tell you quite a few of the rap groups that I used to mess with. I used to mess with a group called Dr. E's and the East Town Posse. I used to be really with this group called Tomb, the organization of Mad Beats, out of Dayton as well. And then, I currently now work with several artists in my city, artists by the name of DeMarco, artists by the name of Coach Chronic, who also goes by Coach Incredible, artists from Baton Rouge, Louisiana named Shell Shock, an R&B singer named Dave Speed, who I also work with a management group called Raise the Bar, which is Don and Mo Beats. They are also a couple together, but we also do showcases and things like that to let artists showcase their music as well as that.
Okay, dope. Well, that's pretty cool and interesting, and I always love when someone in the industry has, worn several hats, because you can kind of, feel how it feels to be on the other, end of the stick, per se, or how it feels to be in someone's shoes, you being an artist and now you being a DJ, and have been a DJ for some time. So transitioning from that, did you ever feel like, I want to get back into this game, they whack out here, I got it, I'm better, I need to be out here back in the booth. Did you ever get the urge to
plenty of times where Mo and I will talk together and I'll say, man, I feel like I need to just go ahead and write a rhyme and get back out here. Not necessarily saying that I'm just going to be that dope hip-hop MC, because not only do you have to be hip-hop, but I think that you also have to be entertaining as well. Like, some people kind of mix it up and think that hip-hop is only about teaching you, and music is entertaining too. So
absolutely.
I feel if you're only making your listeners go to the dictionary and have to wonder what you're talking about, I don't think that's a good MC. You should be able to break it down to where you're actually teaching someone what you're talking about. They shouldn't have to go searching after the song and all that stuff. I mean, they should enjoy the song.
No, it's true. I wanted and that's what I tell people all the time. I don't tell people all the time, but I'm saying that is a good point that you bring up. Clubbers want to club. They want to go in there and get their club on, holler at the girls, however they do it. They don't want to hear it all the time,
The songs that you hear in the club are for people that are in there drinking and wanting to dance.
Exactly.
They aren't trying to be taught anything from a book in a club. You just have to know where your music needs to be placed.
Absolutely.
If you're a lyricist, they don't necessarily want to hear that at the club. Unless you have a banging track,
exactly.
It can make somebody move or something like that, and therefore it can be played in the club. But most likely, you don't have to catch their attention,
something lyrically about you has to catch their attention.
Exactly, and, you know, just something simple. That's why that Trinidad James hit so hard with everyone, and, you know, it's straight to the point. Gold all about everybody was wearing the gold. You know, you want to be in there doing, you know, dancing and having a good time, and that's just what it comes down to. So I want to ask you also, you had an opportunity to do some mix shows for some hip-hop legends, Biggie, LL Cool J. How did this opportunity come about?
Yeah, I've had an opportunity to actually, when I was with the group Toon, we actually opened up for Biggie here in Dayton, Ohio. That was actually a great experience. Her creator actually DJed all my turntables during the show that I DJed for when he performed here in the city. I've also DJed for Ice Cube in Palm Springs, California. I DJed for several artists, and also been on tour with several artists with the group that I work with too.
Okay, and I wanted to ask you a little bit later on in the interview, who are some of those artists that you work with? And I was going to ask you, have you done any touring with any major artists as a DJ yet? And if so, if you could mention that, who you worked with?
Yes, with Marco, we've been on tour with Young Buck, also with T.I., and Scarface. Also with Marco, we have a song with Scarface called Pressure. It's several artists out there, actually.
Okay, I mean, I know you have an extensive resume. I told you earlier, I said, my goodness. I'm trying to research and ask you questions that really haven't been asked before and just try to really get to the core of, you know, everything, of course, DJs and yourself. And I'm like, the resume is crazy. And I just was like, we can be on here all night if Boyle Talk will let us. But,
Well, I have been doing this for like 30 years now. I mean, besides the fact that I'm a core DJ, I also DJ on the core DJ radio show, which is on Shade 45, and that's on Sundays and Wednesday mornings. Also on the core DJ radio syndicated show, which is on 30 different stations worldwide. Also on commercial radio and internet radio. And I've been with the core DJs for almost 8 years now. And the core DJs was started by Tony Neal out of Milwaukee. He is the one that is the brainchild behind the core DJs.
And I see that you guys actually were together at one point prior to him actually starting the core DJs. What was that situation like? Was it a coalition, or was it just a team of DJs networking? What was that? You still with us, Gaino? I hope so. Static, and blog talk. We got to have a talk ourselves.
Question you asked?
Yes, got you. Okay, I got a little afraid. What was the team that you had prior to the core DJs before you actually joined and Tony Neal started that up?
Well, I mean, I was with another coalition called the Technicians, and we'll leave that at that because that was all bad, boo.
Okay, enough said. What would you consider a real DJ?
To me, a real DJ, because I grew up watching real DJs, is a DJ that can mix, scratch, blend, beat juggle, pick the right records, rock a crowd, things like that on the turntables with the mixer. I mean, I know it's 2013 now, and you have the era of the new DJ, or the people that call themselves DJs. They have a laptop, and I kind of call them play J's because most of them don't know the history of DJing or the concept or have the skills to DJ. So to me, DJing consists of all those things that I mentioned as far as breaking records, knowing which records to play,
knowing how to mix the record, blend the record, scratch a record, beat juggle, keep time, things like that. Knowing your audience, knowing which records to play in front of which audience, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the phrase respect the DJ. What's that? Explain to the artist exactly what that means. Break that down for them.
What's that?
The respect the DJ.
Well, the DJ, like, it's a lot of stars out here, and without the DJ, none of these artists would be stars, because the DJ has to play that record to make these artists who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You can record as many songs as you want to, but if you don't have the DJ playing the music on the radios and the clubs, on the mixtapes in the streets or things like that, you just have people recording music and that's it. Like,
exactly.
And a lot of times I don't think the artists really respect the DJ the way that they should.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, it's a lot of us DJs that are making these artists rich.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't get
mm-hmm.
the same, we don't even get a thank you half of the time from the artists. Nowadays, they don't want to give you plaques for anything to show appreciation for helping to break their record in your market or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then,
mm-hmm.
you'll get an artist that gives you a plaque, but really, not now. You don't really have that.
Right. Wow. I mean, that's an interesting point that you bring. Like you said, they do make the money, and the DJs are the ones spending it and whatnot, and I definitely feel like it should be... you know, both artists and DJ, and just a little bit, you know, like you said, just a plaque goes a long way. And was that something that they did? Because, you know, I'm new to this industry. You're a veteran in it. So did they, like, artists such as Biggie and everybody else, when that would happen, you know, is that how they kind of showed appreciation, was giving back with the plaque and say appreciate you? And how did, you know, it was much different from now, I'm supposing.
Right. I have a lot of plaques from different artists that I've worked on the radio, or as far as in the clubs, on the streets, and things like that. And some artists nowadays still show that kind of love and respect to the DJs, you know, just a thank you. Some artists actually call you one-on-one and say thank you, or they might come
mm-hmm.
to your city and reach out to you and
mm-hmm.
just show appreciation. But you have a lot of artists that are big nowadays that don't even show that respect to the DJ.
Right. So what
like
can
they won't even go get that DJ. They won't even go get that DJ from whatever market it is. And when they're doing a show, let the DJ be the DJ for you or something. Like, half of them don't even have a DJ.
Mhm. 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 That's true.
And that's also a lost part. A lost art in the hip hop business. Like, when you see an artist on stage, most times you don't see a DJ. You don't see the DJs interacting with the group like you did with Run DMC or Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince or Gangstar with Guru and Premier. You don't see that anymore.
Mhm. And it's kind of like, it reminds me also, when you make it a good point, that also reminds me of, like, the bands. You know, we don't see the bands on stage anymore. We're getting back to that slowly but surely, but the live bands had even went away for quite some time. So now when you see someone perform with a live band, it's like, oh, my God, they had a band. But back
right.
in the day, everyone had a band. So that's a good point for you. And something, I hope the artists are listening now that we run it smooth and everything is good. I hope you guys are paying attention and listening. Those that are playing back this episode, listen to what Skano is saying about respecting the DJ and things that you can do. What are some things that underground artists can do to build a relationship with DJs? Because a lot of them get discouraged, feeling like, you know, it's all about the money and payola and all that little, you know, all those terms that have been floating around. But those that are in the industry, we know how it works. It's a business. But what are some things they can do to build, you think, with DJs in the city, or just like with your coalition, for example?
Well, let me start out first by saying payola is when an artist pays the program director to have their music played on the
mm-hmm.
radio. That's what payola
mm-hmm.
is. Now, coming to ask a DJ to push their record in the clubs, on the streets, put them on their mixtapes, pass out records and all that stuff, that's called promotion. promoting your music. You do mm-hmm. need to pay that DJ to do that. The DJ mm-hmm. doesn't owe you anything as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of music out there. He can take his pick on who he plays. And also, you got to think, you're in competition with the big artists. If you don't have the sound quality or the hit capability as the artist that you're competing with, I don't have to play you. I can move on. There's thousands of other songs out there I can play.
Yeah, no, that's all
right.
I just, you just saw me earlier on my Twitter. I was going off about, you know, people don't owe you. There's so many aspiring artists out here, and I think that is the problem, that everyone feels entitled to, or like someone owes them something. No one owes you anything. You get out here, you create your opportunity, you get your budget together, you invest, and you do your thing. And also something that you said that rings true is to know your market. So that's important, and quality, you know, definitely. I would never approach anyone if the quality was not up to par. And these days, thank you to the internet and just everything being every in-home studio out there, just whatever. You know, it's just people spam and throw the links, and that's what it is, and expect you to play it. So I'm glad you touched on that. I really am. And like you said, a promotional budget.
The problem with the Core DJ organization is where it's hundreds of us, and we're worldwide. So say I had to go to Milwaukee, I could call Tony Neal up and be like, what's the hits that's banging in Milwaukee? Because true, you have universal hits that bang everywhere, but you have some songs that if I went to his market that I would need to play because they're hot there. So
mm-hmm,
I could
mm-hmm.
call up DJs in different markets, and I could call a DJ Heat up in D.C., or I could call a Dime Piece up in Chicago or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Or call a DJ Cube in Atlanta and find out what's happening right then and there in their market. What's the hot joint?
That's right. So you can get the party jumping. That's dope. That's dope. I like the I've always liked the idea of the DJ pool, so I definitely want to dive into more of what you guys have coming up, as well as the conference, which is actually coming up in the next few weeks here, next weekend, right? Held in Las Vegas.
Actually, this Tuesday coming
this
up.
Tuesday.
We start the Mix Show Live. Mix Show Live is taking place in Las Vegas at the Palms Hotel. You must be registered to even attend the event. So if you're not registered, you need to check out www.coredjs.com. The registration form is right there on the front page. So it's not only for DJs. It's for artists. It's for models. It's for people in the industry that are willing to learn, because we do have panels, different panels, breaking down this music industry. We also give you the chance as artists to network and meet with the DJs one-on-one. We do have showcases and things like that, different parties and things like that. It's an all-around a big network. It is the biggest music network event that goes on to date.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Being put on by
that.
The biggest organization, the DJs.
I'm agree with that. I agree with that. That's why you're on the show. We got to have the best of the best on here. So how does an artist even go about, because I see them tweeting you and tweeting everybody, and then your tweets have come to me because we've been promoting the show. So I'm like, this is great. I'm getting all of your tweets now with the people trying to get their record heard by you. What is the correct way to gain support from the Core DJs and yourself when it comes to breaking the record? Let's say the quality is good, the hit's ready. So what, once you guys qualify that it is a hit single, you want to get behind it, how do they, is it again back to the promotional fees, or what, how does an artist do it?
Well, first of all, to reach out to a DJ on Twitter is not really it. That's not mm-hmm. really. You need to get out and physically meet these DJs. You need to attend these music conferences, meet these DJs one-on-one, let them know who you are, build a relationship. Don't just all of a sudden tweet me at Core DJ Skano and I got your music, because I'm not going to listen to it. I don't know who you are.
Right.
And I'm not even listening to you. You're not. If you're tweeting me music and you're not following me, I'm just blocking you, so...
Right.
It's as simple as that. I'm serious.
Right.
I
know.
Like within the last probably 20 minutes we've been on this thing,
I've had several people just send me music, and half of them weren't even following me, and they just straight got blocked.
Right, and if they were smart, they would be calling this number, 760-913-4119, and listening to you and trying to build and say, I'm going to be out here, where are you going to be next, what's your itinerary, just something. But no, they want to tweet the spam, so, you know, hey, that's what's going to separate them.
Now is the day of the lazy artist. artists don't want to get in their car, go on the street, pass out some CDs, go in the club, before the club gets jumping, when the DJ is setting up, hand him the music with their contact info and be like, when you have time, check this out, and make sure the contact info is on there, buy them a drink or something. You know, don't just go in the club, hand them the music, and then leave. Support the DJ. You want them to support you? Stay around for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Make sure he's comfortable. Buy him a drink or something. If he doesn't drink, you know, do what you got to do. Just don't run in there and think he owes you something because he doesn't owe you anything.
Exactly. You know, and I used a scenario at one point of, you know, someone you wouldn't walk into, well, some of y'all would, but hopefully they wouldn't just walk into the job, drop the resume, and walk off. I mean, would you would at least say, you know, I'm such and such. You would try to speak, find who you need to speak with regarding the position, different things like that. You don't just run in and just, you know, here, and then walk out. Like, that's not how you do it. So I wish that people would, well, not even people, but those that are really trying to be an artist and say this is your dream goal, however, take it and treat it as such a business. Like you said, showing up before the party. And then I know that I'm not a DJ, but I do know that you can't just throw a record and expect it to be mixed in. You don't know the beats per minute. I mean, just so many other things with it. And you guys don't want to look crazy when, you know, the song ain't jumping on the floor. I mean, you just, I don't know a DJ that would play a track like that. Just.
Yeah, breaking a record doesn't mean just throw on every record that somebody gives you and you've never heard the record. That's not breaking a record. That's just being stupid and kind of taking a dumb chance. And the promoter that has you there is looking like, man, I'm not booking this dude no more. He just cleared this floor like the Red Sea. We got people walking out the door because you got to think, when you play a song that no one knows, everyone looks at the DJ like, man, the DJ sucks. They don't say that song sucks. They say the DJ sucks.
It's true. I'm guilty. If I hear something I'm not feeling, or if I just feel like I'm not rocking to this, I turn and look at him like, why is he playing this? Like, we sure do look, and we give a crazy look, too. So that's a good point.
I've even heard people say, oh, you can listen to it in your headphones. No, I have to get my next record ready so I can mix it in. Those headphones are used to mix your other records in. I don't have time to dissect your song to see if it's even worth playing while I'm in the club in the middle of the action. I need to take that back to the lab and sit down and listen to it to see if it's even worth. Like, half of the people don't even have their songs mixed and mastered. Like, you got to take care of business first. Half of them don't even have their songs copyrighted. They don't even have their songs published or anything. They're not registered with ASCAP or BMI or anything like that. If they're trying to get their music on the radio, they're not media based, or they're not BDS. They don't have anything taken care of. They don't even have their name trademarked. So you have to take care of all of that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of people don't even know that when you get getting your song played on the radio, you can get paid for it.
Mhm.
But that's if you have your publishing taken care of.
Mhm. Absolutely. I hope you guys are listening, artists, and I know that you guys will be going back and listening. And a lot of them tend to be kind of shy, and they'll hit us after the show. Man, I was listening. That was some deep stuff. That was good biz. And, you know, we really encourage you guys to take this and apply it to your artistry because it's very important. And it's real. I mean, it's real. He's just telling you straight, like, you know, what it is. It's cool. You want to just get. And the other host, I'm going to bring him on shortly, he always says that they just want to hear their song played, and that's not what it's about.
Exactly, and I don't like that. I'm like, they want to impress their girls who are in their neighborhood. Like, did you hear my song? I got my song played on the radio. Okay, what good is that? Moving on.
Exactly. So, can I ask what artists are actually being pushed through the core DJs? I'm sure several, but what are some that you would like to mention that we can expect to hear from in this upcoming season, in the clubs or just, you know, everywhere?
Well, right now, one big female artist, which we really don't have that many female artists right now, one named Aja Chameleon, she'll be at the Mix Show Live in Las Vegas, and she'll be showcasing her skills live, like in person, so you'll be able to network with her, actually see her perform some of her new music live. But she is one artist that really is endorsed by the core DJs. Like, we are really pushing her to make her a bigger artist.
Okay. So she's actually getting the full support of the coalition. And due to, how was she discovered, do you know? Was it just, did she come to one of the events, or are you familiar with how she got part of the coalition?
Well, as far as I know, the first time I heard of her was through Tony Neal. But when I researched her and Googled her, I see that she's had, like, videos out for quite some time, and she used to go by a different name. So I guess she's been doing this for quite some time, but when Tony Neal brought her to the core, you know, she sounded good, and we jumped on it right away.
Okay, that's what's up. So, I mean, it just goes to show. I read a tweet today, and I asked that because I read a tweet today that said, it was to JD, that, you know, y'all aren't paying attention, I need to be heard, and this and that. And I was just like, what? Bring the attention to you. You know what I mean? Do what you need to do. Like you said, she's already had videos out there, and she is dope. I did check her out, you guys, and we'll get some of her records played here on the show, and hopefully have her on the show coming up soon. That was one of the things that I wanted to ask you, because, you know, again, feeling some sense of entitlement, but haven't put in that work and that grind work and that hustle and, you know, the real work. And it's not just, like you said, online, out there in the streets, touching people, meeting people, building, not just attacking people when you first meet them. So definitely wanted to ask you about that. And you also have a company yourself. Can you share with us that company information?
Well, I started a company called Stay Paying Attention Entertainment and Design. I do graphic designs, and I also do promotion of artists. So it's called Stay Paying Attention Design. You'll see me doing online promotion for artists or things like that, or you'll even see my name on promotional items that I've designed for artists or things like that.
Okay, dope, you guys. So here you go. He pretty much does it all. Hit him up at Core DJ Skano, S-K-N-O, and see his work. It is fly. I did see some of your work on your website. And also, you are on global14.com. So happy that you're a part of us. And you've been there.
Yes, I have been there. I'm not new to this. I do support JD. I do support JD and the things that he does.
That is so dope. I know you had. Can you share? You told me about a time that you actually had him on your show, or doing the mixing and whatnot.
I actually had Jermaine Dupri on my show when I was on 94.5 WBTT in Dayton, Ohio. Well, I actually let him take over my show, and he DJed for the 3 hours that I was on air. It was called Fosso Def Radio.
Wow.
And, like, Jermaine Dupri is really a DJ, like a live DJ with turntable DJ.
right. Super dope. He always posts things on Global 14. I don't know if you've seen him. Like, he'll post turntables. It's all foreign to me. I don't know. The best, you couldn't ask me, but they look nice. So he's constantly posting electronics and DJ turntables and mixers and whatnot, so it's pretty cool. Let me bring the other host, Golden Fleece, back on. I'm so excited we can bring people on. We're live. Nothing's good. This is awesome. I love this. This is usually how it happens at Skano on Wednesdays. We don't have much problems. And the last thing I wanted to ask you, before passing the mic to the homie, is I know that you travel and you do inspirational speaking. What's some knowledge and that you can give right now? Well, you've been giving knowledge all night, and I thank you for that. But what is something, some inspiration you can give to someone wanting to be a DJ, being in the game like you for so long, actually making a living off of what they love?
I would just say, first of all, learn
the art, learn the art, learn the history of DJing. Read. One thing you have to do is read. I have to read a lot. And then basically, like, if that's something you really want to do, stick with it, because there will be down times, there will be up times, but there will be a lot of down times, and you just have to stick through it.
No doubt, no doubt. That's what's up. Persistence and consistency. Golden, thank you, homie. I'm glad you won. With we all good, man.
Man, y'all, it's been a funny ride with these people tonight, man. You definitely got to trust the rides that they've been taking us on for the last week or two. So, you know, we'll get down to that, but I'm happy that the interview is going smoothly now. You know, Skano definitely dropping some jewels. I'm familiar with the Core DJ event. I've been there at least three times with my homies, Special K and Teddy Ted. I rolled through with them, and I always have a great time. So I probably met Skano. Looking at his picture, I know that I met him before. And so just shout out to the whole Core DJs retreat. Definitely great things that go on there. But my position is I wanted to definitely ask you some DJ questions, man, because being a producer, having a production company, you know, we've been dealing with getting a lot of records together with artists that are already in the industry. And also, we have our own artists, and I'm glad you dropped the jewel of the publishing, the media base. We actually just got played on Sirius Satellite the other night, Friday night, and you know, we get our reports and everything, so it was just dope. It's just dope when you see the report, even if it's one spin. But I wanted to get this side of it from you. There's a lot of people that I actually had a discussion with another DJ the other probably 2 weeks ago, and he said that DJs aren't creative anymore. DJs are acting like they have to let the artist dictate to them what's hot and what's not, because the industry is all over the place, meaning that there's really no structure. Somebody comes out with a record, it's hot, DJs got to grab it, they got to play it, of course, because it's hot. But he also said that DJs create hot records. I can make a crowd like a record if it's a good record, and I will make them request the record the next time they see me. Do you think that that's a lost art with DJs now, actually taking their creative side to break records?
I'm going to speak for myself. With me, no, because I love to break records, but if people don't, it's really easy to break a record. Like, I'm going to give you an example of breaking a record in a club. Say you have two familiar hits that the crowd already knows. You know they're going to be dancing on the floor when they hear these songs. You can mix that unfamiliar hit with the instrumental or the acapella of either one of those familiar hits.
Mm-hmm.
And the words will come up. They're still going to be moving because they know the music of the familiar hit.
Right.
It's just, you can just sandwich new songs in between old songs. Some people like to sandwich or just play a whole bunch of new songs in a row. That's not really how you break music, because
right,
then you just have your crowd looking up at you like, dude, what are you doing? When are you going to play something that we do know? As far as forcing someone to like a song, I'm not with that, because I think a song, you can basically tell when a song is a hit, basically,
right,
by listening to it. By, in the first 15 seconds, you can tell if a song is going to be a hit. It's some songs that I don't like that I know are going to be a hit, but I don't
right
like them, but I know I need to play them. It's a lot of songs I got to play that I don't want to play.
Right.
But it's
right
songs that I know won't necessarily get played by some DJs if I don't play them as well.
Right. No, like, exactly. See, and that when he was saying it wasn't forcing the crowd to like it, it was more like, I researched it, I listened to it, I know it has the capability of being a hit, so I'll continue playing the record because I know that the crowd will like this record. Not like radio play where there's some song that, you know, grows on you like moss And you're like, well, damn, I heard that song like a million times on the radio. Now it's kind of catchy to me, but you hated it in the beginning. But he was talking about just using his creativity as far as on the microphone, having the crowd control. And he's really good at doing what you said to do exactly, mixing the record in with other records and then getting the feel of how the people are moving with that record. But he said he sees often that if DJs know a record can potentially be a hit, there's a lot of them that say, hey, I need this amount of money to continue playing this record. His view of it is, my job is getting paid from the club to make the crowd move. If I think that record is making the crowd move and I know it's a hit, then I'll continue playing it so they can get familiar with it.
Yeah, I think he might be talking about, in some cases, he might be talking about outside of the club as well, where DJs, and then in some cases, some people get mixed up between playing a record and pushing a record. Pushing a record, me working a record for you is different than playing a record.
Right.
The artists think they want you to actually go out and do their promotional work for them. That's working a record. I'm not about to do your job for free. Like, you don't have to pay me to work your record. Now, playing a record, yeah, you might not get as many plays as certain artists, but if you get played every blue moon, you better be happy, because there's too many records out there. And if your record ain't a hit yet, you're gonna have to take a back burner. Now,
right.
I have noticed that, for instance, Trinidad James, yeah, people think he's like a fad artist or whatever, and they like, but he has real hit records.
Right.
And you can't deny that they're real hit records.
Right. We actually praise Trinidad on this show. We really like his success. We actually always talk about, like, you know, you may not think Trinidad James' record is intricate rap or whatever you consider, but you have to understand that it is a hit. They are hit records that he has, at least two or three of them that I have heard, because he's simply doing what he does in a certain way, and it's his music. And people don't want to give him, well, at least I find out, they don't want to give him the chance because they don't think it's real hip-hop, quote-unquote, whatever that is now.
But you got to think, the ones that don't want to give him the chance that are talking about it's not real hip-hop are actually people that don't buy records at all.
Exactly.
Some people that talk about real hip-hop, they don't go to the store and buy no records. They don't download no MP3s that they paid for or anything like that. And most of the people that talk about that's not real hip hop and that, they're God. Most people that buy the records are female.
And kids.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. And we talk about that all the time. They don't, and they have an opinion. It's like, once you pass that certain age, you're not the populace anymore. These kids create fads. Women create fads and trends. When you get older and you have car note, house note, different the kids, different thing, the last thing on your mind is, man, I can't wait till that Trinidad James record come out. I got to shoot to the store and buy that. So you have to know the core audience is kids and women. And I agree with you totally, man. These guys have so much opinion, but they won't go drop a dime on these people record when they drop.
Yeah, one thing I hate is when somebody gives their opinion about something, but they never were a supporter of it in the first place. Like, okay, say you're a church person, but you don't like this music. Okay, you don't have to listen to this music. So now why are you still talking about it?
Exactly.
Period. I think that's the bitterness that, you know, is given from, you know, some older artists or, you know, people that are living in the, you know, nostalgic age. Like, I love 90s hip-hop. I'm a super big fan of 90s hip-hop, but I also understand that things change and that you have to recognize when things change. And I was so happy to hear you saying study the craft, study what you're trying to do. You know, just like a course. If you were going into a course, you wouldn't want to not know what you were studying. You'd study.
Right,
so
right,
you can
right.
pass
mm-hmm.
it. And I don't think a lot of people know who the audience is, like you were just saying, that actually buys music, that creates these fads. And then they listen to a record like Trinidad Dame. That record is tailor-made for people that buy records and love music right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like people that's 45 years old are complaining about records that's made for people 18 years old. Like, why are you talking about this record?
Exactly.
They don't even listen to this
even
music.
Exactly.
Why are you talking about this?
I know.
Like, I never understood that. Like, dude, you're 45, almost 50 years old. Why are you complaining about that music?
Right,
and
I
just want to say, time on the blog, you know, the older guys, mm-hmm. they're like, oh, I can't believe, listen to this guy's lyrics, listen to it. It's like you're really sitting up here scrutinizing this guy's record, and exactly, this is for 18, 19, 20. You're in your late 40s, mid 40s. There's no way that this should be on your mind right now. I agree with you totally, man, and it's so refreshing.
Truthfully, the only people I hear complaining are men and other rapper wannabes. They want to be a rapper
mm-hmm.
themselves, but they're bad because they haven't made it, so they complain
exactly.
about that rapper that has made it. Or maybe they're that
right.
artist that is an artist that might have some talent, but they're lazy and don't get out there in the streets to push their music. They think you're supposed to come to get them.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. They think they're
mm-hmm.
entitled.
And that's another thing that's changed from back in the day. Back in the day, the artist had the record label. They could run up to a record label, turn in a demo, and if it's good, they got you. If not, hey, go back to the lab or try again, and basically the record label is going to do the most of the promotion for you and all that stuff. Now, you got to get in your car. You got to travel from city to city. You got to make an
mm-hmm.
internet presence. You got to do everything. They aren't doing anything for you now.
I just basically
fact,
call them
they trying to make money off of you. They trying to give you a 360 deal so they can get paid.
So they can get money. They need you. They're basically investment firms. They're going to invest in something that they see may be able to get some money back for them. And I'm telling guys all the time, I'm seeing people win with people that just have money behind them. There's a guy
mm-hmm.
I know that's a rapper. He knows a guy that has a bunch of money. All he does is put his music through Envoys and different distribution and make a good $5,000 to $10,000 a month off his music. And I call that a win. I hate when people say they're in the music business but never made a dime off of it. It's like that guy that's making the $5,000, $6,000 to $10,000 a month, he's winning. He's making a profit off something he's creating. So
right,
there's
right.
a lot of people out there like that, and I just think that, you know, record labels, which I wanted was my next question to you, record labels, they know that they're becoming obsolete in a sense because they're not doing artist development. Like you said, the whole promo packaging thing, they basically want you to have that and come with that in a handbasket, and then
they
say, okay,
yeah, they
we'll
want you to already be a prepared package now, and which is
mm-hmm.
another reason why most artists are going independent, back to the independent days. Like, why would I give you half of the money when I'm doing all of the work when I can stay independent and make, all right, what's it, like, say you sign to a major label, you make 23 cents or less or 13 cents an album compared to $7, $8, or $9 an album.
Doesn't even make sense.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't make sense to the simplest person. But that's what I always say about the music business. Your dream, it basically skews your view. Because if you really, really look at it and decided to study it, you'd say, why would I make that stupid move? But I wanted to ask you something about that because, you know, at the time when the DJs started signing to record labels and then they were pushing these mixtapes that were actually fueled by the label trying to make money, did you agree with those moves? Did you agree when, Koo was putting out those mixtapes through a record label or Funkmaster Flex or Greg Street being signed to YMCB? YMCMB, how does other DJs view when those deals get done?
I don't really know their statistics and what the finding is, but like all right, DJ Khaled, like he signed to YMCMB, but also he has his own label, We the Best. But he's actually putting out real albums, like real albums with real hit songs with artists.
Right.
And one of the most slept on songs they put. I didn't hear you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Finish your point.
You said I support it? Yes.
Okay, cool. So do you think that there's different tiers of DJs now then? There's the DJ Khaled's, but then there's actually the, like you said, the DJs that you want to get behind you. Say I pay the core DJs some money to actually push my record. Obviously, if you went to Khaled and he signed to these specific companies, wouldn't that be a conflict of interest for him to be pushing records that are not necessarily dealing with the companies he's involved with?
Well, DJ Khaled is what I consider more of a on the producing side of music now.
Right.
I mean, yeah, he does still tour and do parties and stuff, but I wouldn't be like, yo, DJ Khaled, you mean, what can I do to get you to push my record?
Right.
I mean, and then a lot of people, they go straight to these big DJs without going to the DJs that's right there in their own market. Like, you got
to
start in your own market first.
Right. Right. Well, that's what I wanted the audience that's listening now to know. Because, like you said, they want the big names. They want that. But you have to get in your market. You have to get popular in your market. So you have to touch the DJ that's right there locally as well. I see people always trying to get at a DJ Khaled or, you know, a Greg Street. Meanwhile, there's a hard-working DJ in your local market that you'd be better served approaching him first.
So you have DJs, like, they'll go for a DJ Khaled or DJ Drama where they got to pay 50 stacks to. He'll do their mix CD, and once the mix CD is done, it's on you to push it because your job, what you paid him to do was just host and mix your CD, and that's it. You didn't pay for him to promote your album or anything like that, or your mix CD or anything like that. And you got DJs in your home market that might only charge $1,000 or something that'll do all that stuff for you. But they get in your market and get you buzzing in your city, whereas you might say, I'm from Dayton, Ohio, and you go straight to DJ Khaled, and then DJ Khaled calls DJ Skano, like, yo, man, who is this dude that claims he's from your market? And then I'm like, this dude don't got no buzz in my market. And then you look stupid. Because these DJs do check to see what's popping in each market.
Right. I've seen it done. You're exactly right. I've seen that done before. They will call around and say, hey, is he popular out there? And he hasn't even shaken nothing in his own city. So, yeah, after that, it's a done deal for you. But I definitely wanted that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying you don't know how many times I hear, yo, man, Skato, man, I got this record for you, man. It's popping out in Atlanta. It's popping in Atlanta? Really? Like, I talk to a lot of DJs in Atlanta, and I get a lot of charts, and I call some people, and then when I call the people, no one's heard of you. Like, it's popping in Atlanta where, dude? Like, in your basement? You got a house there or something?
It was popping on the MARTA train when I was playing in my radio. They was loving it. It was loving it in the MARTA. I just so glad that you said that because, you know, sometimes, you know, when our audience is listening and they always say, hey, thank you for dropping these jewels, guys, I really wanted to touch on tiers of DJs because there's always somebody that will ask me, hey, I know you live out there. Do you know Khaled? Do you know so-and-so? You think he'll? And I'm like, y'all are going about this the wrong way. Get the small victories first. Get the small victories. Line up a bunch of small victories and watch the guys you're trying to get to contact you. They will come to you. But you have to understand strategy and winning on a smaller level first. I don't think that, you know, people understand that. And I'm just so happy that you're letting people know, like, look, your local market is the first thing in front of you. Try to get somebody to pay you $200 to perform, and then start going, you know, ask for $500, then $1,000. I think a lot of people just see, oh, Trinidad James just got $2 million, and he only been rapping for 9 months. If you formulate your plan after what happened in Trinidad, prepare to fail.
Right, you're going to fail. You're going to fail. And then another thing is, a lot of these people don't know you can do the simplest thing. Like, the first thing a lot of these artists go for is, man, I'm trying to get on the radio. Why are you trying to get on the radio when you haven't even been on a local mix CD? You haven't been in the snow. You're talking about you in the streets. You don't have none of the teenagers taking you into school, getting you played at the teen parties or anything. Mm-hmm. You haven't even gone to the college radio station to even get your music played. A lot of the college radio stations can play stuff before the regular radio station can.
Yep.
Exactly. And they're registered.
Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. And their BDS or media page registered. But then again, if you don't have your music registered, it serves no purpose to spin it because you spin it. Yeah, I heard your song on the radio. Okay, but it didn't do anything. Dang, it's just fun. No one can check how many spins you got. This person in this market can't see that it's fun or anything like that.
I call it the ego stroke. They just want the ego stroke. That's that guy that walks in the club. They're just so happy to hear the DJ say, oh, so-and-so's in the building. We might drop his joint tonight. And then that's it. That you go home, you're feeling good, and don't shit happen with your record after that. I see it so many times. I just want, you know, somebody from the core DJs, strongest DJ coalition out here is saying it. So you're hearing it from the guys that spin the record. They're the ones that start it, get it rolling, and then people come looking for you. So the DJ is super important to create a relationship with. While you're in the club, buying that girl a drink that you're probably not going to get no ass from that night, $150 down the drain when you turn around, you could have approached the local DJ with a plan saying, hey, listen to this, and if you like it, can we talk about possibly pushing my record to get it hot in this region?
Exactly.
They're back at the picture booth with like 20 bottles for no reason at all, trying to impress some girl that don't care nothing about them, instead of putting that money to push their product.
We actually have a couple of people calling in. We have one in particular from Global 14. I want to say a couple of lines here, bringing him on live right now with Skano. What's good, Cupid?
What up?
What I do?
What's good, Cupid?
Yo, what up, homie?
Long time no hear from. I don't think I talked to DJ Skano since 09. Back when Tony Dope Fat Day.
What'd it do?
Chilling, man. It's been a minute. You good?
Yeah, you been all right? You coming out to Las Vegas?
For the, is that what the thing is this year?
Yeah, the Mix Show Live, man. It's the 23rd through the 26th, man. You need to be there.
23rd, that's this month. Y'all going out there on it?
Yeah, am I going out there? I'm not going to be out there this month, but I am going to be touching down to the next one coming up. So, no, unfortunately, I can't make it. Mm-hmm.
Please, what up, homie?
What's the deal, my brother?
Listen, man, you know, I had to call in, man. I ain't talked to him. I'm telling, man, 4 years easily. That's the old dope fan day.
Oh, that's your shot right there.
Yeah, man, I learned a lot from this dude, man. I mean, he wasn't, like, when I first started, like, when I met Young Juve at Social Def and I started doing music, you know, he really helped me out, you know what I'm saying? And as soon as Onyx posted this on G14 that, you know, that dude was going to be on here, I had to call him. So he is a real DJ. I mean, a real DJ. He ain't Hollywood. You know, when I send him my records, he never, you know, sent nothing back. Talking about, hey, I'm going to charge you. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. He was real. He gave honest feedback in the room every single time.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that right there, brother.
And we need so much more of that, man. That's why I think I'm going to try to make the Las Vegas joint, man, because, you know, for me, you know, Teddy Ted and Special K are those type of guys for me. And I've always, you know, wanted to connect with more of the core DJs. And I'm just happy to have Skano on here because now when I see him and out and about, man, we could definitely chop it up. And anybody that's listening, man, understand that knowledge is the key to this thing. Understand that there's people out there that know trends. There's people out there that know what to look forward to. And I think you guys need to start building with those people instead of, you know, all the yes men that are in the little house studio that you're in recording or wherever you are. They don't know what's going on out there like these guys. These guys have their finger on the pulse. And those yes men will have you with a bunch of boxes of your CDs still in your house years later. And, you know, your marriage could break up, your girlfriend could leave you. I done seen it happen. So start talking to the people that have the hand on the pulse of what's going on out there, like DJ Skano. You're hearing him on our show articulate what's going on out there for anybody to understand. And like
also, you can't rep your city if you stay in your city. You need to get up out of your city and see what other cities are doing like that. I hate when I hear somebody, yo, I'm repping my city, though. How are you repping your city when you ain't even left from around your
block? Exactly.
You repping your city right
there. You can't put on for the city. Exactly.
Who are you repping the city to? Everybody that live in the city?
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
Thank you. That's all I got to say is thank you.
We were actually in Atlanta. We just came back from Atlanta covering the Love and Hip Hop, the Atlanta show. They had their launch. We had a blast out there. Shout out to everybody that showed us love out there.
Dope.
But the funny, it wasn't funny, but it wasn't funny at all. It was actually, you know, Benzino, he's a cool cat, man. We sat there and chopped it up. He has a new record with Bobby Valentino. Benzino is out there at the launch working his record. We went to club Tongue and Groove afterward, and he's working the record in Tongue and Groove. So even people that are out there making money and have made money in the music industry still are working their music. So anybody out there that thinks that they're going to put their shit on the internet and it's just going to blow up, you are going to lose. Don't follow
I'm
going to
tell you, we did the Mix Show Live last year. T.I. was working his record. T.I. came to the Mix Show Live to push his record. Twista came to the Mix Show Live to push their record. We got B.O.B. is one that has been down with Mix Show Live since it was called the Core Retreat. He was basically, you know, with TJ, he's been basically broken through the Core DJs. Like, he does not hesitate to come to the Core DJs to get a record push.
Mm-hmm.
I remember hearing haters with him and Wes Fifth way back in the day at one of those retreats. He had that record, I See All Them Haters. That was like years ago. I remember hearing that. To see him from there to now is that's what you love to see. That's what you love to see.
Right. And B.O.B. ain't no small artist. B.O.B. is traveling around the world.
Exactly.
But still, he knows, hey, I still need those DJs behind me on this next record. I got to go back to the DJs and network with those DJs so I can and make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. The one you guys did in Orlando, French Montana was there. A lot of dark men was there.
Diddy will even come to the Mix Show Live to break records, to get records broken through the DJ. And Diddy ain't no small person.
No.
Not at all.
Not by a long time.
And he has many hits under his belt.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he still knows he has to work the record. And I'm telling you right now, Core DJ Retreat, what's the website again, Skano, just so they, you know, if they're listening now and they're by a computer, go check out the website right now and get familiar with what's about to go down in Las Vegas. What site is that on?
The website is www.coredjs.com, CoreDJs.com.
Okay, y'all seen it, and we definitely are tweeting from the IG 14 Radio, and also you can go to find Skano on global14.com, and his post is up there today about the interview. You can go back and play what you missed if you're just tuning in now. And if you have any questions, we still have his attention. You better hurry up and get him in before it's too late, 760-913-4119. Cupid, you mentioned this and said something about an announcement of some sort, and I'm kind of like on pins and needles here. So what is this announcement? And we appreciate you for bringing it to Global 14 Radio to cut. So go ahead and I'll let you drop that on the audience and us, I suppose.
All right. As many of y'all know, I've been saying for a few months, I'm out of my contract. April the 8th, I'm now out. So this frees me up, allows me to do what I want to do and how I want to do it. So I talked to JD, and we've been talking for a few months, and I've been sending out records to different artists, even his own artists, so deaf artists. And what we come up with, even Fleece, you know, he's going to have production on the album. The album will be called G14 Classified. The records come to
nice.
Me, and then I send them to JD. So JD is going to have say-so about what goes on to this. So, and the release date will be August the 25th, which is 08/25. And like I said, I mean, sending out the records, most records have already came back, just waiting, you know, for JD to have the final say-so. So if you're listening, and even if you're not on Global 14, you know, send your records in. So, and this is going to be, you know, something that I feel is going to be huge. Because you get an artist that's already put on, that's well-known, and that's going to be on this mixtape. So, Skano, if you got somebody up there in Ohio, man, that, you know, just, you know, that you want on here, send them to me. You know, let's work. Let's go ahead and get it, and then get it done.
Hey, DM me on Twitter.
Okay.
DM me on my Twitter.
Okay. You got to love the special announcements on the cut.
Yes.
Especially having production on that joint. Good looking out, homie. You know we're going to blaze whatever we do, man. And, you know, everybody out there listening, man, just continue to follow what Global 14 is doing. The people that are part of Global 14, the cut, Cupid. You just heard about the G14 Classified album that's coming out.
Yes, with the approval of the general.
With the approval of JD. So
that's
you know,
dope.
this is a movement, and it's something that, you know, just tell me if Mark Zuckerberg's doing that for you, or the owners of Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Just let me know if they putting a record together and giving you a chance to be on it. I mean,
and if
you
don't
know
who Mark is,
I say
Facebook.
To a lot of different people, man, this is a young black man that's diving into the social media world, social network world, that you act like you can't put a profile on there because you're following the masses, and the masses ain't getting you nothing but likes and comments. But a lot of you like that. You think that's pain. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? But you can take a chance. Put your profile on global14.com. Somebody hear your stuff. Then you end on an album that Jermaine Dupri is pushing. Don't forget Chris Cross, The Brat, Rocco, Anthony Hamilton, and Ryan Harry Usher. Don't bow out. Those little names I'm throwing around, don't forget those, because you being affiliated with that name could help out what you're doing. I'm just saying, what the hell do I know? I don't know. But
we don't know anything. We just
y'all,
get on the phone. We just broadcast, and we get special guests that's been in the game for over 25 years, you know, and just get online, you know. People come through, make special announcements just to do it. You know, this is a business, everyone that's listening. This is a business, and thank you, Cupid, for coming through. You guys can follow him on Twitter at Cupid901, QPID901, and check the Twitter so you can make sure you got the spelling just right. But like Golden is saying, definitely check the movement Global 14 Radio. Me and Golden, the team, we're out there in those streets as well. We're touching down the events. If you want to set your event, hit
big
us up
time.
As well. You know, we'll definitely swing through, get a budget together so that we can, you know, make that happen. And, you know, Skano is, I'm going to actually play your artist, Asia Chameleon. I'm sorry, can I not talk tonight? I'm actually going to play her song, Moneybags, because you should before we head out. Isaac Chameleon. I'm going to play her record, Moneybags, featuring Future, before we ride out. And Future is on fire. I want to ask you also, too, what's the one of the hottest records right now? It's got to be Future. Future has got to be turned up in the clubs. What do
you
see
you
people
even know
going
it.
Crazy, too? And Rocco, you ain't even know it. what's popping in the clubs right now?
That you about to play?
What was that?
Wait till you hear Mr. Moneybags that you about to play.
Oh, snap. We're going to ride out with a bang. We do have other people listening. I don't see anyone that's actually wanting to speak with us, come live, I should say, on
Q
the air.
On the, is Q on the line still? Cupid
he
on the
still
line
is
still?
On the line. Yeah, he still is on the line. Mm-hmm.
Is there any other details before we do ride out about the classified album that you wanted to share, the email that people can hit you at, or
I can say that, you know, D-Mac, DeAndre, you know, a compilation, waiting for it to return from them. And, of course, JD's new artist, the 13-year-old kid, DJ DJ, will have a record on there called I'm So Fresh. I've reached out to the brat, haven't heard nothing back from that. And Skano also may recognize his name, Greg Self, is going to have a track on there. So, yourself, I don't know if you guys are actually familiar with him, but he signed to Divine Davies label, the same label that I was signed
Dope.
To.
Dope.
So, he will be on there. And let's see. Oh, and Casanova from Division One, Rico
nice.
Love's artist.
Yes.
So, Skano
mm-hmm.
may recognize that name also. So, I don't know if Skano knows that Casanova is signed with Rico now.
Right.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm really putting everything into this.
Mhm. Mhm. And we were you know.
Just go to Global 14, post your music, and then tag me Cupid0825. That way, you know, it's already on there, and I just tell JD to listen to it, and then you know, just send me the download link from there. You know, just gotta make sure it's mixed and mastered. You know, don't want no garbage because y'all know how I am with the music on there. The same way the Skano used to be in the old dope chat room. So, I mean, I've heard him say some bad things about some music now.
I need you to DM me on Twitter.
Okay, I got you.
Dope. I mean, you gotta love it, like Golden said, just coming Global 14. I mean, it's a strong movement, you guys. Global14.com, get over there, create your profile, and hit everyone up, as well as Skano and Bill, Core DJ Conference jumps off this Tuesday, going down in Las Vegas as well.
Mix Show Live.
And also, I want to say, everyone that's listening, the artists as well, sitting in music, we do the live feedback review. We do the A&R thing on here. We have special guests come on and listen. We're actually doing one the first week of May. So if you want to get on that show, you definitely do need to sign up to Global 14.
You got to have Skano come back for that.
I was going to ask him. You already know I was going to ask him. I'll give you the details to that, Skano, off the air.
Okay.
I wanted to
okay.
have you back for something special.
We would love
it would
to
be
help
dope.
Us with you.
Oh, yeah.
Music. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, we definitely always try to give it constructive criticism, but we would love to, you know, if you could come back and share your thoughts on some of the records that people send in as well. That would be dope.
Okay.
Yes, most definitely. Well, again, thank you so much, Cupid, for calling and showing your support and letting artists know what to do with the G14 classified mixtape. So dope.
Yes,
so best.
And I'm putting the label or the CD on the CD cover on tonight onto the website, so it'll be on there.
Nice. Nice. Global14.com. And thank you to everyone that tuned in and stuck with us through thick and thin tonight. We really appreciate you. You're true fans of The Cut and of DJ Skano. Follow the movement.
I got one more question for Skano before we ride out. Can I be honest?
Yes, I'm sorry. You know,
It's just something that popped in my head from one of the core DJ retreats that I was at. One of the young homies dropped. I don't know I know he was going to mess with the core DJ. Do you remember Drop, Skano?
DJ Drop?
Nah, the artist. He was a young artist from Orlando. He had the dreads. I remember Tony Neal was, pushing him a little hard, man. He was on Twitter talking about him and everything. He was from Orlando, and I haven't seen him in a while. I think he moved out to Atlanta. I was just wondering, was there anything that you had heard about his situation? I know his mother, I actually throw seminars as well, and I'll never forget him because his mother has such a strong presence with his, trying to help his career. And I thought that was so dope how she was out there trying to, do the best she could. So I just wanted to know if he was still working with the core DJs on what he was trying to do. I know he was at one point.
I can't answer that one. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay, cool. That was it, honest. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no. That this is what we do, and I mean, this is awesome. And shout out to everyone that's tweeting and retweeting as well, and you can follow him. And like he said, don't just throw him a link, build a little bit, see something, touch down, show your face. And I'm sure, DJ Skano, can you go ahead and put out your networks as well as far as your itinerary schedule, where you're going to be? How can people find you and meet you?
Well, you can find me on Twitter at CoreDJSKNO, as well as Instagram, CoreDJSKNO, or on my website at whoknowsdjskno.com. Also, make sure you follow the Core DJs website, www.coredjs.com. Don't forget that we got the Mix Show Live taking place this Tuesday. We'll be in Las Vegas at the Palms Hotel, for the big conference and panel showcase. Everything will be taking place out there. That's www.coredjs.com. You must be registered to attend. You cannot just show up to that event or you will be highly disappointed.
Ohio Way to Hip-Hop. Vegas to get disappointed.
Exactly.
Yep, we got the Ohio Hip Hop Award showcases starting on June 15th. So we'll start doing that to take place for the Ohio Hip Hop Awards coming up. I got mixtapes coming out, the What the Streets Want series coming out, the Street Connect mix CDs coming out. Once again, you can follow all of my networks to make sure. Shout out to the Core DJ family, the Core models, everybody that's out there supporting me, Raise the Bar out there, Stay Paying Attention. Everybody that's out there, Global 14 Radio, Jermaine Dupree, of course you, Onyx, of course you, Fleece, you already know what it is.
Man, that's what's up. Thank you. I know.
Shout out to Core models, too. They damn sure be bringing it to them conferences, so. Yes, sir. Shout them out.
Real models, okay. That's what's up. Shout out. Let me give a shout out. That's so dope. I want to actually have you introduce the records, Skano, because you guys are pushing her, and she is dope. I checked it out myself. So can you go ahead and introduce this record, and we're going to ride out to that?
Yeah, this is the Core endorsed record. The Core DJ's endorsed record called Mr. Moneybags by Aja Chameleon featuring Future. Check it out and stay paying attention. Global 14 Radio is taking place right now. Let's go.
Woo.
Yeah. There he go. There he go.
We got you one, baby. We got you one, baby. We global.
Rocking the street like it. Boy, you got the game on hand. You speaking devil head. Round two box full of head. They're popping up head. You get no by the head. Bring me off, I ain't even got a head. Don't
making so sick. Yep, yep. They send me catch pneumonia. Damn, you're contagious. Wanna be your Apollonia. Hey, boy, you got class. You broke, boy, get out my face. Give me some money back, come on my way. Hey, hey, hey.
Pockets on the sumo, money bag, Louis luggage, pulling up in that Tudo. YSL, Dosi G, Ferragamo, come out the coma, racks on racks, take my memo, take my logo, pre-band, pre-band, that's what I stand for, bands on bands. You want them deceptions, you want designer boots, Benjamin Franklin, that's what I do to you.
Well, you got the game on hand. You seeking double A. Round shoe box full of hands. Stay popping your hands. You get low by the end. Bring me on, I ain't even got a hand. Get out of bed. Money back.